Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Hannibal has returned.
Yes, to our pleasure, just because at the Philadelphia Orchestra and all around Philadelphia, we just grew to love him even more every time he comes to us, because we're inspired by his dedication, his very creative mind, and his charisma at bringing everybody together and the most forgotten of our society and healing tones. This is really what this was about really giving a hand to some people who really feel isolated in our world and in our community. And I'm really proud to call Hannibal a friend and call him a close friend of the orchestra, you know, so much that he is our composer in residence. So I just think he is one of those stars, geniuses on the planet that just brings us all together in a very, very special way.
And another composer with whom the orchestra has had a relationship in history was Sibelius, who had a close association with Ormandy.
Yes, and I feel that not only historically, but just the matching of the sound of the orchestra with his music is a fascinating thing for a conductor. I didn't do so much of his music so far, but with the orchestra, I mean. But we already did 3 symphonies, the 1st, the 5th, and the 7th. And now it's a joy to be able to do the famous 2nd with the orchestra. It's a work I've conducted a lot elsewhere in the world. And arguably, I would say it might be his darkest work in terms of especially the 2nd movement, the way it gets into those not only picturesque landscapes, but more what it represents, like something that has, it's ageless, like these mountains and what they represent in terms of the us as human nature, humankind, and our relationship to history, and still making it very immediate, like being in a quiet nature and just observing the mountains and finding it so awesome and with this kind of ominous quality to it.
So he wrote this after Finlandia's success. And some people have called this the Symphony of Independence because he was thinking not only of the landscape, I guess, but of the people.
So that was a theme all the way through his life. And where this becomes apparent, what you're saying, is especially in the difference between the 1st and the 2nd symphony. Because the 1st symphony has longer lyrical lines, which are almost straight from a Tchaikovsky symphony. And it feels like all the modern aspect and individual aspect, more quintessentially Scandinavian of the music, is always compromised a little bit by, you know, just being more overtly romantic. With the 2nd symphony, yes, there are some beautiful melodies and the sweep of the beginning might feel familiar, but very soon there are these unsettling rests. And the way the rhythm is treated and the way all the interjections from the sections of the orchestra come without preparation. And this becomes much more what Sibelius then was about. And in that sense, it's a very independent mind that wrote it. I mean, yes, I think you're right about the patriotic, nationalistic aspect of it, but this was not, I believe, the motivation for Sibelius per se. I think it was a true independent musical mind that actually helped defining the culture of Finland as it was.
Great. We look forward to hearing it. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you.